Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, sweetie, your mother showed me this Carvana thing for selling the car. I'm going to give it a try. Wish me luck. Me again. I put in the license plate. It gave me an offer. Unbelievable. Okay, I accepted the offer. They're picking it up Tuesday from the driveway. I haven't even left my chair. It's done. The car is gone. I'm holding a check. Anyway, Carvana, give it a whirl. Love ya.
So good, you'll want to leave a voicemail about it. Sell your car today on
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
In a moment, we'll return to Name That Tune, where Steve has a lead of 2. Hot Wings 1, Tommy 1, me nothing. Maitland's running the game. Because Kelly's out today. Now, wait. If you weren't listening in the last segment, we were all taken aback by a text we received on the Free Beer and Hot Wings group text. And we have permission to share that now, which we didn't before.
Had to make sure.
Still feels weird to share it, honestly. Kelly's having an indoor cyst removed from her body, an outdoor one on the external parts. And so we had written earlier, I said, hey, good luck with everything. Or if it's too late, which it probably is, hope everything went well because her procedure started about an hour and 20 minutes ago.
Right.
She wrote back, thanks, had to be here early to sit and wait, but they just called me back. I'll text you when I'm home and update you. We were like, yeah, thanks, sounds good.
Figured that'd be the last we'd hear from her for many, many hours.
So then while we were doing Name That Tune last segment, this text came in, and I'm reading it verbatim.
Yeah.
Hey, so turns out I'm not going under for this surgery. I got 4 shots straight to the vag. I'm fully awake, and they're elbow deep in my safety square at the moment.
Whoa.
Steve replied, can we call you?
Yeah, I mean.
I want to make sure she's doing all right.
That's a good, was a great question.
Kelly reported, doctor said they can't be on the air, LOL. But text away and ask. Steve wrote, tell them to shut the F up.
Yeah, we're not calling to talk to them.
Yeah, they're useless.
Kelly then said, my cervix won't open for them. How's Name That Tune going? Those two don't go back to back normally, but it did.
Vagina.
She also said,
you can munch this carpet.
Yeah, she sent a voice one. We just got to Radiohead, and that was the worst song ever. She wrote, and then I asked about the text, and she said, go ahead. She said, they need my cervix to open to get the biopsy. She opened. Steve's wrote, did they just need to sweet talk her? And Kelly said, I had 2 specialists sweet talk her. Want to know what a biopsy looks like? And I don't, and I'm not.
Oh, my God.
That's something.
She took those pictures? That's, I'm seeing her insides outside like that?
Yeah.
Cool bean.
Well, that certainly doesn't make your vagina sound very appealing.
Cool bean.
Vagina. Vagina.
Well, that is remarkable.
Oh, man, did you see the live picture one where you can see it jiggle around? Oh.
No, I didn't see any of them. I put my hand over it like I'm watching a scary movie.
Steve, look at it.
And then she got all the doctors to sing.
In my arms or in your box, our love will be pure.
I don't know. That's just what Kelly sent.
What a sweet sound, huh? You don't see that on the pit.
This was a head surgeon.
Don't forget the box. Sweet, beautiful box. Do not eat the box.
And then Kelly said,
no.
You know, she's got the anesthesia.
Yeah, the drugs.
Yeah, but it's only from the waist down.
Uh-huh.
Makes my taco pop.
So her taco popped.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The indoor cyst. Now she has been learning Spanish.
She has.
One big wiener.
Turns out.
Yeah.
Kelly just found out stuff.
Yeah.
About herself.
Mm-hmm.
Today's the day to try that zucchini.
Where's the D at?
A great question, Kelly.
That startled me. I'm like, where'd she say that?
I saw you look around.
Yeah, that was weird, right? I mean, that I'm that dumb? Yeah, it is. You can say it. All right. A lot of text praising Kelly for excellent show code.
That is a
winner.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Maitland, good luck. Take
care. Hey, yes. We got 5 more tunes and clues for Name That Tune Plants Edition. Clue tune number 8, this band's bass player wrote this song before he formed the band. He had moved from Mississippi to Los Angeles, where he fell into a funk. He said, this song is about not being able to get out of bed and find excuses to face the day when you have, really, in a way, nothing. At the time, he was dating a girl who was going through depression. She would sleep through sunny days and complain when it didn't rain. For a while, he told himself that he was writing the song from her perspective. He later realized that he was writing it about himself. Here's tune number 8.
Steve.
Right here.
Steve.
Blind Melon, No Rain.
That is correct.
Text, how did they get Kelly's cervix to open? Did they hold up a legal brief?
Oh, yeah. Could be.
Seems to work. Legal brief or an accent?
Yeah.
Well, tune in clue number 9. This bare breakup piano ballad finds this pop star singing about a pre-fame heartbreak as he regrets a girl he let get away. He misses her so much, songs on the radio don't sound the same, and his heart breaks a little anytime he hears her name. Here's tune number 9.
Same bed, but it feels just a little bit bigger now.
Tommy.
Is it Flowers, Bruno Mars?
It is the right artist, wrong title.
Our song on the radio, but it don't sound the same.
Hot Wings.
Bruno Mars, I Should Have Brought You Flowers.
Incorrect.
When our friends talk about you, all it does is just tear me down. Cause my heart breaks a little when I hear your name. It all just sounds like ooh.
Tommy, if no one else gets it.
Too young, too dumb, too
not gonna
realize.
Be me.
All right, Tommy.
Yeah, it's Bruno Mars, When I Was Your Man.
That's it.
That's right.
I need to go listen further for it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, normally where Kelly can skip ahead because she made the game and she knows where those parts are. I was looking at it like, I know it's here somewhere.
It's in there.
Tune and clue number 10 in this song, This boy band's lead singer just wants someone to take him home. He's just an urchin living under the street. He's a hard case that's tough to beat. He's your charity case, so he wants you to buy him something to eat. He says he'll pay you at another time, and he'll take it to the end of the line.
Sounds like lyrics.
Sure does. I know. And boy band is grossly misleading here, but here's tune number 10.
Steve.
Hot Wings. Tommy.
Steve.
Guns N' Roses, Paradise City. I mean, they're all boys.
They are.
Yeah, and it's not, a band.
It's not wrong, but it's not right.
Like, reading the words, I was like, I'm going to get murdered.
Take me down to the Paradise City where the grass is green and the girls are pretty.
Yeah. I'm sure it kicks in a little harder.
No, it's just that. The whole
never,
song.
Never changes. Keeping it simple. slash.
God, I love this boy band.
One of my favorites.
Absolutely.
Yeah. They open for New Edition.
Tune and clue number 11. This song deals with the extremes of this band's lead singer and his personality. How he can feel like he's on top of the world one moment and in the gutter the next. The line, "I am looking California, but feeling Minnesota," became one of the most memorable lyrics from the band.
Hot Wings.
Hot Wings.
Danny California, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
That is not it.
No.
Yeah. Nope. The lead singer came up with that line when he was in a dour mood and looked at himself in the mirror. He was wearing his typical outfit of baggy shorts and a t-shirt, high fashion in the 90s, and realized that he looked like a carefree beachgoer, even though he didn't feel like one. Here's tune number 11.
Oh, yeah.
Free beer.
Oh, yes.
Free beer.
Soundgarden. Show Me How to Live. Mm-mm.
Right band, wrong song. Yep.
This is a problem I'm having.
Steve, would you like to hear some more?
Yeah, I know the song. I just...
Anybody?
No, I know that I'm going to hit myself when you say it.
Is it Outshine?
It is.
Oh.
Yep.
That's embarrassing for all three of us.
It is.
Tommy gets a pass.
Thanks, man.
I know they had a song called Flower, but I didn't want to guess Flower for a third time.
And finally... tune and clue number 12. This song is about a guy who's been left lonely and nearly catatonic by the one he loves. He's in a pretty bad spot, counting flowers on the wall and playing solitaire with a deck that's missing a card. Here's tune.
Free beer.
Free beer.
Statler Brothers, Flowers on the Wall.
Oh,
I was going to say,
go.
I'm pretty sure this is an old-timey one.
I keep hearing you're concerned about
Statler Brothers died.
All the thought you've given me is some conscience, I guess.
Oops. I don't remember the real words anymore. All I know is the new one.
No one should know these lyrics.
Oh, shut up.
Counting flowers on the wall.
How is it that there's like eight guys in this band and I still can't hear them?
Playing solitaire
till dawn. There's four.
With the deck of 51.
Bring it now, Steve.
Playing all the hits like conscience. On my face and my mustache.
It smells like your mom.
Nailed it.
Will it fit? It's a game that brings a lot of glee.
You know you've won when you hear the phrase,
"Hey, get that out of me."
We'll do that to close the night shows this year. We'll sing the... No.
Are any of them alive enough to still tour?
The guy. Yeah.
What a range of emotions you just went through.
Because it sure
one still makes music and tours.
How much money do you think? How destitute do you think that they are? That we could give them a certain
not
quantity
even close
of
to
money
destitute.
To playing that version.
Not even. First of all, the three that retired about 20 years ago.
You think they'll go on tour with us?
No. The youngest one is probably 65. And no, they're not going to sing their hits, one of their biggest hits of all time, in a silly satire.
Okay, why not? I mean, just tell them Weird Al did it.
So if you're going to be at Troy Savings Bank Music Hall this Friday, there might be a special guest.
There's not.
You never know who's going to be there.
Yes, we do. It won't be them.
It could be Bruce Springsteen or the Statler Brothers.
It definitely won't be. They can't do it.
Could be. You don't know.
Over time, there have been 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 members.
Jesus, how many brothers?
And only
are there?
Two of them have a Wikipedia page.
All right. What's the next song? Do you have one more?
No.
All right, we're done.
That's pretty
weird.
This
is stupid. quit being mean to my heroes.
Lester James Fortune is 71. He's alive. He'll come out with us.
His name's Lester Fortune?
Yeah.
He goes by Jimmy, and that's young one.
It could be Fortune.
No, it's Fortune. Jimmy Fortune. Stop doing that.
Okay, well, what about Calvin DeWitt
Jr.? He's been dead for a long time, and his name was Lou DeWitt. Jimmy replaced him in the staff.
Oh, my gosh. He died in 1990. He was only 52. What happened?
He had a liver disease.
Oh, but that's terrible.
That is the rudest thing.
I can't believe. Wait. I thought they were the Statler brothers.
That's their name. The Rolling Stones aren't really Stones Rolling. Dum Dum.
Yeah, but they're not the brothers
they're not
either.
The Rolling Stone brothers.
Two of them are brothers, but their last name is Reed. Statler was a brand of Kleenex in the room while they were touring.
Dumbest thing I've ever heard.
That's brilliant.
I can't believe they weren't related. That's dumb.
Harold and Don Reed are related.
What happened to Phil Ballsy?
He's old. That's it.
Phil Ballsley. Sorry, Ballsley.
Oh. Yeah.
I can't click on him to see if he's alive because he doesn't exist on the internet.
He didn't get a lot of chance to stand in front. All right, this is rude.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.